You may want to buy a home. You may want to sell your home. But no matter what, you have questions.
How much are closing costs?
What's a WDO?
Can I talk to the appraiser?
How long does
Who
it
pays
take
for a realtor?
Do I need a pre-approval
How do I
before
file
we
for
start?
So
wind mitigation.
How do I pick a realtor?
To sell my house.
Your questions have answers. This is the Talking All Things Real Estate Podcast with your host, Dora, the Real Estate Explorer.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Dora Seiler with Prestige Property Shop, and welcome to my show where I'm talking all things real estate. Today, we are going to talk about 10 mistakes that buyers make. We already did a show where I talked about mistakes that sellers make, but today I've invited a special guest, and we are going to talk about some of the pitfalls and the mistakes, especially first-time home buyers make, that as an agent, we want to prevent from happening. We are in a low inventory environment, which means properties are moving really quickly, and there are things that you can do to prevent some mistakes and a very stressful situation. So welcome, Brooklyn Rydell.
Hi.
Brooklyn actually is, I've worked with you a few times, Brooklyn, right? We sold your house mm-hmm. and then we bought a new house for you.
Yep.
And Brooklyn and I were talking that, how old are you, Brooklyn?
Seven.
Okay, so maybe in like 20 years, you and I will be out looking for a house of your own. Maybe you'll be married and you'll want to buy your own house. And so we were talking.
I tend to think she'll be famous way before then.
I think she's going to be a YouTube star, yes. And hopefully we're looking at like $1 million home for you, right? So anyway, Brooklyn had a really good question. And today's question of the day, Brooklyn is going to ask, what's your question?
What the heck is a escrow deposit?
That is a great question. What the heck is an escrow deposit?
Excrement deposit?
Escrow deposit.
Oh, okay.
Escrow deposit.
Okay.
An escrow deposit is kind of like a layaway. So when we find the house that you want, you write a contract and you say, to hold this house, I'm going to put down an escrow deposit. And one of the mistakes that buyers make is they do not put down a strong enough escrow deposit. So rule of thumb is 1% per $100,000. But let's face it, $1,000 or $2,000 sometimes makes you look very weak as a buyer. So to answer your question, Brooklyn, the escrow deposit is one of the first things you can do to make you look like you have a very strong offer by putting down a strong escrow deposit. And it's protected. If something happens and you don't close, you get that money back. Otherwise, it goes towards your down payment when you close. Okay. Answer your question?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. All right. Number two. This is a huge mistake. Making a lowball offer. It's insulting, especially in a multiple offer situation. Making lowball offers is a really bad strategy right now. I really encourage buyers to make their strongest offer right out of the gate. And there's a lot of things that we do to make a strong offer, escrow deposit being one of them. The terms are just as important as the price. So just not the price, but the inspection period, the closing date, if you're asking for any type of concessions, all of those things matter. So that's it. That's one of the mistakes that buyers make.
And being insulting, think about it. Everybody loves their own house. They think, oh, my house is great. And if somebody comes in and tries to steal it from you, it is insulting. And you say, you know what? Forget them. I'm not going to give them this offer. I'm not going to even give them a chance.
And that strategy, I mean, making lowball offers in certain real estate environments works. It does not work in today's environment where we're low inventory. I saw the news this morning and they said homes are selling so quickly. And I'm seeing that. I'm seeing just last week, I put two deals in contract where the buyers have not even seen the home yet. They had me write an offer sight unseen and they're going to look at it when they do their inspections, but they're not worried about it. Okay, so moving on. Another mistake that buyers make is not having their pre-approval ready. And that leads to they're looking too early. They are not prepared to write a contract without a pre-approval and docs to the lender. There's nothing as an agent we can do.
And you're wasting time.
You're wasting your time. You're wasting the agent's time. And honestly, it's so disappointing for a buyer to find the house that they love. And then for me to say, well, you love it, but now you got to get with your lender and find out, can you afford it? And that's going to take a couple of days. And in that time, the house is gone.
Right.
So that's a terrible strategy.
What were you talking about? Like,
I'm talking about when you buy a house and you have to get a mortgage. And that means that someone's going to loan you the money. Well, you got to find out how much can you afford to buy first. And
you don't have to worry about that because your daddy has plenty and he will give you anything you want.
No, he won't.
Oh, okay.
So even when your mommy and daddy bought their house, they went to a lender. They found out what their payments were going to be before we ever wrote the contract so that they knew, can I afford it? What are my payments going to be? And that's really step one, is to find out, they call it purchase power, what your purchase power is. Right? So you know the house that you're living in right now, mm-hmm. every month, mom and dad have to make a mortgage payment, like a rent payment to live there. So you can stay in that house. Did you know that?
No.
Yes. Every month. That's why they work so hard, so that they can pay that mortgage payment every month.
So then they can stay in the house. They don't just have to leave.
Exactly. Because if you don't pay, you can't stay. Remember that. That is good advice.
You just stay at your house no matter what. Like,
yeah,
no,
that's
that
called
was in 2000. That was in 2008.
That's called squatting. But that's a good question.
That's a great question.
Okay. Another mistake buyers make is purchasing at the top of their range, meaning that let's say you're qualified, Brooklyn, for a house that costs $400,000. And you say, but Dora, I want to look at houses that cost $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to be really disappointed.
Because if I don't have that much money to pay every single mortgage every month, I won't be able to stay there. I love it so much, then I won't be able to stay there.
That's exactly it. And when we look at a house that's more than you can afford, and then you say, Dora, I love this house, and I say, but Brooklyn, it's more than you can afford to pay every month, you're going to be so sad and you're going to be so disappointed. So I want to show you houses that you can actually afford.
And
makes
that
sense?
Are nice enough that I can afford every month.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
Go.
She's going to be so smart.
Yep.
I actually was thinking.
I already am.
I know you're smart. I was actually thinking, if you don't become a YouTube star, maybe one day you'll want to come and work for me and take over my business. Would you like to be a realtor maybe one day?
Yeah.
Did you think that my job looked fun when we were looking at houses?
Yeah.
You think so?
That's why I looked at all the houses, and I was like just looking around the houses. I wasn't even paying attention to what you were saying.
Right, because you're visual and you were looking at like where your bedroom would be,
mm-hmm.
and what the colors and how big the yard was, and a lot of buyers had a pool. Exactly, but you're
because you want to have fun stuff. You don't just want your house to be all boring. It has like nothing fun. It's just like fancy.
I agree.
That's right.
Especially now when we're having to stay home more. Right?
It's funner to have a fun house and not just not be able to do any stuff.
Exactly.
You're not allowed to be with a lot of people.
So let's talk about that. That's a great thing. Now you guys are building a pool, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They're almost done building it, but probably like a couple more weeks or so.
Okay.
Awesome.
So remember when we bought your house, we found your house, it was new construction, and you and I were talking that it wasn't exactly perfect, right? When you guys bought your new construction house, there were things that after you moved in, mom and dad changed. Remember you telling me that?
Mm-hmm.
Like what kinds of things did your mom change?
She changed like some like kind of rules, because our other rules in our old house, they didn't have those things. They didn't have those things in our new house. So like we don't have that much of a big rules now as we used to because we were so little and like we had no idea what my mom was talking about. So she gave us bigger rules so then we could understand what she was talking about.
Well, plus you used to live on a street that was busy near the gate.
Yeah,
and now you live on a cul-de-sac at the end of the street, so it's a little safer for you to go out front. But I was talking about, remember you were telling me things that mom changed after you moved in, like the backsplash.
Yeah.
And the colors.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
And like the person, he was like so mean. He didn't let us change the cabinets, the backsplash. He didn't let us change anything. But then once he was gone, he was out of town.
Right, right. And then mom went in. So that's a good point because do you know that when you're looking for a house, I call it looking for the unicorn. What that means is to expect that you are going to find the perfect house that has every single thing that you want just perfect and at the same price. That does not usually happen. And it didn't even happen for your mom and dad. You found a house that had most of what you wanted. It was in the right location. It had the right amount of bedrooms, but it didn't have a pool. So now you're putting in a pool.
Yeah, and we're also going to have a hot tub, but our house is going to be so much funner with a pool because then we'll have more stuff to do.
Exactly.
Yep. The sun is like pointing right on our backyard, so like the sun is like right there.
So your pool's going to be nice and warm. Oh,
yeah.
I can't wait to see it. Okay, so that's a mistake that buyers think is thinking that they're going to find all 10 things on their list and finding the unicorn, and it doesn't usually happen. Rule of thumb is if you can find 80% of your must-haves.
If you could find an actual unicorn, that would be amazing to put in your house.
Exactly. Well, what you and I would be really rich if we could really find a unicorn, right?
Yeah.
We would be famous. Yeah. More famous than I am and more famous than you are. Yeah. You're a YouTube star. Mm-hmm. I just have a podcast.
Yeah,
you're more famous than me.
Probably. I have more likes on my YouTube videos than you probably do.
Oh, I'm like sure. Because you've been doing it longer than me. You're more experienced.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that if 10%, if you can accept the way that it is and the other 10% can you change, that's typically the perfect house. All right, moving on. Another mistake that buyers make is asking for closing costs when you really don't need them. Again, it makes you look like a weaker buyer. And I only suggest that as a strategy if you absolutely need closing costs from the seller or if there's no other competition. And then maybe we can get them for you. But otherwise, that's a terrible strategy.
Dora, what if you buy a house that is not nice and it's not like a big enough house for you and it like can't hold very strong during like storms, like what would you do?
That's what I call a fixer-upper or wood frame house, or maybe I call that a mobile home. I might call that a manufactured home. Those are things that
being safe is important.
Those are things that we look at when we're looking at the house. How strong is the house? What's the construction? Is it a block home or a wood frame house?
But the thing is, if you have a wood floor, because that's the most scariest thing. Because if like the wood floor breaks or something, or if like your brick house breaks, because you would want to have a house that's like strong enough that if there
was a hurricane, right?
Yeah.
Like in Florida, we get hurricanes.
You would have to rush in a closet or somewhere that didn't have any windows. But I feel like the nicer the house is, the more the windows it has.
Well, and
that's
true.
A great
but
point.
There's usually always a safe place. So when I'm out with the buyer, I'm looking at things like that: what the construction is, how old is the house. But the other thing that happens is an inspector comes in and a licensed inspector is going to check all of those things. How safe is the house? You know, would it hold up in a storm? How old is the roof? You know, are the windows secure or are they cracked? So that's a great question too. So I'm going to look at some of those things. The buyer's going to look at that, but then an inspector is going to tell us for sure. So that's a great question.
I feel like my house is probably good enough to hold a big storm, but I feel like by my house, like there's this house that I was looking at this morning while I was coming here to do the podcast with you guys. So
right.
I was like,
she was doing her prep work.
I was
And did it not look like it was very strong?
No. Right. It was like a house that had like there was a ditch right by it.
Right.
So, and like they didn't you couldn't, like, they had no sidewalk. It was just grass. They didn't park in the garage or anything. And
right.
It just looked like damaged and stuff.
Right.
And but especially because we live in a small neighborhood, like if you go on like to, like we have this turn where you turn and then it like goes into the woods and there's like a lot of stuff that like some houses don't look like they're strong enough to hold a storm.
Right. They're probably older.
House that like it was like it had like stuff on it that was, and their screen was not very good.
Damaged.
It was,
yeah.
Yeah, it was damaged. It was just,
well, that's why we get an inspection done. That's exactly why we get an inspection done. But you bought new construction. So that means everything was brand new. So your house would be perfect in a storm because everything is brand new. And it's hurricane. It's, everything is up to hurricane code. So getting an inspection is a must for a buyer. And being present for that inspection, that's super important. And that is a huge mistake that a buyer would make, is if they got an inspection done, but they weren't there to listen and see what things come up on an inspection report. Okay, let me keep moving on.
Okay.
Not understanding the closing cost and how much you need. So when you buy a house, it's not only the down payment, but it's the closing cost. It's getting the insurance, it's paying for the inspections, it's paying for the HOA fees. And also what happens sometimes is you move into a house and something breaks. The air conditioner breaks. And guess who has to pay for that?
Us.
You do. Like, exactly.
We do, because if your house breaks down or something, you would have to do it. You can't just ask someone else, can you pay for my stuff?
Exactly.
You just can't do that.
I wish.
That would be awesome.
Can I get somebody to pay for my stuff?
Except for a home warranty.
At my mom's school where she works at Wilson Elementary, she the air, like, conditioning, like, during
did it break?
Yeah, it broke, so they had to use, like, one of my fans, and it had makeup all over it. So I hope they like that.
I'm sure they cleaned it. I'm sure they cleaned it. But
they sanitized.
Having an AC is a really important thing in Florida, especially so
especially
hot.
Especially because it's so hot. Like in the desert, it's one thing to have air conditioning. Right. They probably have like fans all over their house.
Oh,
there.
I'm sure. Okay, so not being present at inspections or not doing inspections is another mistake. Another mistake that buyers can make is they may not understand the market and they get too emotional. And in a low inventory environment that we're in right now, sometimes you might have to make two or three offers before you finally get one accepted. So my point is, we're not going to get too emotional, right? Mm-hmm. So if we made an offer and we didn't get it, Brooklyn, somebody else won the offer, are we going to cry about it?
No,
we're not going to cry about it.
It's not like you shouldn't cry about something because you can do something else to make sure it's going to be okay.
And it's
because
not meant to be.
Because you can get your own house. You can just get your own house. And then if you actually make sure you do that house, like let's say someone, like when people were trying to buy our house, they were trying to be really polite, so then we would want them to buy our house.
Exactly.
They're trying to be really polite.
And did it work?
No.
Yes, it did. When the people bought your house?
One of them.
Okay.
One of them didn't work. Like one of them took off their shoes outside and they tried to do that. But
that's polite.
That was being polite.
That's polite, but like, you don't have to take off your shoes in someone's house.
Well,
some people require that.
Some people like it because it shows respect. Like, they don't want to bring dirt in.
We
and
don't
it,
care like if people walk in with shoes, but if like they have dirty shoes, we're just like, can you please take your shoes off?
Right.
But we're not like mean about it. But the people who have our house now, they're really happy about it, and they have a cute baby.
Oh yes, they were pregnant when they were buying your house. I did not know that you've seen them since you moved.
We visit them. We visited them a couple times, and it looks different in our house.
I'm sure.
It looks like we don't even live in our house anymore.
Which you don't.
You don't.
That's because everybody decorates it differently.
It looks like we've never lived in there before, but I kind of liked our old house, but it was one time my brother peed in my room, but it was.
And then it was time to move and get a new house.
That's it. Yeah,
so if that happens again, call me, because then it'll be time to get a different house.
Yeah.
And we'll have to do another house.
Did you say my brother peed in my room?
Exactly. Call me.
Especially because I have carpet. I used to not have carpet.
Right. And that's one reason.
There was a big amount of pee.
Right. Okay. Well, that happens. And sometimes you know what happens in houses.
Was it tile floor?
No,
or was it carpet?
Carpet.
Oh, geez.
That would be even worse if he was small and I had, and it was pee.
Sometimes
some people have dogs that do
dogs
that.
Dogs and cats go pee-pee in the house, and that's not a good thing. But that can be changed usually.
Yeah.
The last thing that I would say is a huge mistake that buyers can make is working with an inexperienced buyer's agent. So when you're interviewing an agent, Brooklyn, here's the questions I want you to ask. Is this an area that you know well? Do you live in this area? Do you know this area? How many transactions have you done? How long have you been a realtor? These are very important questions for you to ask.
Do you work full time? Because a lot of realtors are part time.
Exactly. So this is.
Do you work in the morning, or are you on morning shift or night shift, or what are you?
And I'll tell you what shift realtors are on: 24/7.
24/7, that's hard for 24/7.
It is, but that means we work weekends, we work nights, because sometimes you have to be able to show people after people work, after 5 o'clock when they get off work. But that's a really important, those are important questions that you need to ask a buyer's agent. So I think just a few side comments too is, you know, I want buyers to buy for the right reason. Don't get too emotional. You know, don't check Zillow. Zillow, I saw an article, the CEO of Zillow actually admitted that, most Zestimates are wrong.
No, I saw him one time on CNBC say that they're plus or minus 10%.
I saw an article that said his own house sold for 40% less.
Oh, really?
Than what the Zestimate said on Zillow.
They don't know what you've done inside the house.
Right.
Just any of these sites.
That's a terrible strategy to look at Zillow for a valuation of a house. Don't make comments when you're walking through somebody's house, because most people have cameras in their house. So, you know, talking about being polite, Brooklyn, when we are looking at houses, we don't want to say anything that would be mean.
Like if you're talking behind someone's back, that's just not nice to do that.
Exactly.
Because if you're talking about their house behind their back, then
they would get their feelings hurt, and they would not think you're the right person to buy their house.
Yeah, so they would be like, moving on, I'm moving to Texas.
So making, you know, bad comments or, you know, negative comments while you're touring the house is a bad strategy. And don't feel rushed. I am a big believer in when it's meant to be, it's meant to be, right? Mm-hmm. The right house will come along. And sometimes we don't know it at the time, but sometimes losing an offer here and there is what's supposed to happen to find the right house. So Brooklyn, I want to thank you for being my special guest today. And I'm thinking you're going to be, you know, you're going to continue the tradition of, you know, the Smith family working with me. And maybe in 20 years, we'll find you a house.
Yeah, that will be $5,000, like
you said. No, $500,000.
Yeah.
Or maybe a million if you're a YouTube star by then.
Maybe $5 million.
That would be awesome. All right. Thank you, Brooklyn Rydell, for being my special guest. I'm Dora Seiler, Prestige Property Shop. If you have any real estate questions, want to know how much your house is worth, or I can help you get started, 407-493-4959. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Have a great day.